This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Many of the same-sex couples who are getting married in Massachusetts are also parents. And they're at the heart of a controversial question about gay marriage, its effects on children. There's a lot of scientific research on that subject, but there is disagreement over what the research shows and even why the research was done. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
For more than 30 years, researchers have been asking, how do kids do when they grow up with gay and lesbian parents? Abigail Garner's got a problem with that question. Her dad is gay, and she's pretty tired of having to prove to researchers, policymakers, and the public that kids like her are okay. She says it creates what she calls the pressure to be perfect.
Because the fear is that anything that may go wrong in a typical child's life, whether that be having problems with math or having problems with a boyfriend or girlfriend or taking the car out without permission, breaking curfew, all of those things, the fear is that if any of those things happen in children's lives when they have gay parents, that the default blame will be because they have a gay parent. We don't have the freedom to be as complex as families that have heterosexual parents.
Garner is 29. She's just written a book called Families Like Mine. It's a kid's eye view of what it's really like to grow up with gay or lesbian parents. She says kids feel their lives are under a lot of scrutiny.
This is the only population where how the kids, quote unquote, turn out is presumed to be able to determine future laws that will dictate the rights of gay parents.
But it's because courts and legislatures grapple with those laws that social scientists see a need to study gay families.
Oh, we have a lot of research over 30 years or so, or even more.
That's Dr. Ellen Perrin of the Floating Hospital for Children in Boston. She's a researcher and a pediatrician, and the American Academy of Pediatrics asked her to review the research on same-sex parenting. She looked at dozens of studies, and she says they all came to the same basic conclusion.
And those studies found no differences in parent-child relationships and self-esteem and psychiatric or emotional status or problem behaviors. The findings are quite monotonous. There just were no differences.
In other words, the children of gay and lesbian parents play with the same toys as other boys and girls, they develop the same kinds of friendships, and they're just as well adjusted. Critics have been skeptical of this research. They say these studies were done with a political purpose in mind, to prove these children did fine in order to win support for same-sex couples. Stephen Nock is a sociologist at the University of Virginia, and his focus is to look at ways to strengthen the institution of marriage. For a court case, Nock looked at the same research on gay parents that Perrin reviewed, but he said it did not measure up as good scientific study, that each of these small studies had what he called a fatal flaw.
The primary flaw is that their samples were self-recruited, that individuals volunteered to participate in these studies as a result of seeing an ad or a flyer or being approached by a friend or contact. And whether or not people who volunteer to participate in studies resemble the sort who do not is the question.
To Nock, the answer is that they don't, that the parents who volunteered often were lesbian moms, white, highly educated, older, and more mature. So Knox says just because their kids are prospering doesn't mean we know that all kids of gay parents do well. Another sociologist, Judith Stacy of New York University, says Knox was simply wrong to dismiss all the studies, and that it's significant that they all conclude that kids do fine. But Stacy says there are some small but interesting differences that do show up in the kids of gay parents. And in a provocative article in the American Sociological Review, she said researchers had played down these differences, especially findings in the most sensitive topic of all, the sexual behavior of these children.
It seems likely that they will also grow up to be a bit more open and fluid in their approach to gender behaviors and to sexuality generally.
Buried in the studies, Stacy found evidence that these children were more likely to question traditional gender roles. One study found daughters of lesbian moms were more sexually active than the daughters of straight parents. The sons of lesbian moms differed too, only they were less sexually active than other boys. And these kids say they're more open to having gay and lesbian relationships themselves, although by the time they're young adults, they're almost exactly as likely as their peers to say they're heterosexual. Stacy says it should not be surprising that there are differences.
Based on everything that we know about the way differences in parenting affects children, and based on every single theory of sexual development that we could discover, I can't find one theory of sexual development that would lead you to predict no difference.
So Stacy says when a parent challenges gender roles, it's likely their kids will too. To her, these differences are not something to fear, but something to recognize as true and perhaps even to celebrate. Stacy thinks an honest discussion of same-sex families will help us better understand families with step-parents, single parents, and cohabiting parents. But she says it means getting past the sameness that's now expected in the kids of gay moms and dads.
If you become less defensive and begin to presume that there could be advantages, disadvantages, and just a huge variation in the way people parent, you could take advantage of this natural social laboratory.
Abigail Garner, who wrote that book about kids with gay parents, agrees. She says of course growing up with a gay father made her different. She says she's got one foot in gay culture and the other in heterosexual culture. It's something Garner noticed when she left her father and went off to college. There she realized that she and her friends had different ways of looking at family.
One big example is family of choice. The idea that because gay people, when they come out, they risk being disowned by their biological families, they create families of choice. I saw my father extend himself to his friends as if they were family, and that was a value that I took on. My peers who have straight parents, with their feeling of blood is thicker than water and family obligation, my idea of who is family is much more extensive than theirs. It's a value that comes from my heritage that doesn't always translate in the straight world.
And that gets back to the question about why there's so much focus on these kids. Stephen Nock, the sociologist who criticized the methodology of the research, says he's not sure how he feels about legalizing gay marriage. Marriage is an important social institution that protects kids, and he wants it to be strong. There's lots of evidence that kids do best when they have their two parents throughout childhood, although some studies say it doesn't matter if the two parents are of the same sex. Knox says that until there are lots of legally married gay couples, we really can't know if it makes the institution of marriage stronger or weaker. But he says there is a double standard that bothers him.
Why the focus on children's outcome as it pertains to marriage here, only for gay and lesbians? I mean, why don't we start testing heterosexuals and asking questions about their ability to parent? We do not restrict married adults' rights to divorce, even if a court would know that a child would suffer mightily as a result of his or her parents' divorce. So our rights as adults to marry and to dissolve our marriages are not predicated on the best interest of the child.
Nock thinks it's good to have a national debate over marriage, but that it should be about more than same-sex couples. With more divorce and with more unmarried couples living together, it's not just the kids of gay moms and dads who will grow up in non-traditional families. At least half of children today are expected to spend some time during their childhood living with a single or unmarried parent. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.